Live from the College of Communication, Arts, and Sciences at Michigan State University, it is now time to go beyond the X's and the O's with WKAR's current sports.
You want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a star receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get.
Yes, did I express to them I was mad? I was furious. Just furious.
I know my wife will at least shot fake one time.
We talking about practice, not a game.
And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cat.
Here's your host, L. Martin.
What is up, beautiful people? Welcome to this Tuesday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin, coming to you on this June 16th, 2020. We've got a great show coming your way. A lot to talk about. A lot to talk about on today's Current Sports as we truck along here through this pandemic. And as we all try and, you know, just get through what is the coronavirus. And with that being said, you know, I mean, we're in June now. We've all been self-distancing and quarantining and working from home for a while. And now within the sporting world, as time is moving along here and states have begun to open up, us here in Michigan, we have loosened up things a bit courtesy of Governor Gretchen Whitmer. With that being said, colleges out there are starting to set dates, if they already haven't, and allow their student athletes back on campus for voluntary workouts. Well, guess what? Michigan State athletes were allowed to return to campus yesterday, and they underwent coronavirus testing off rip. And I'm going to tell you what the result of that could mean for Michigan State sports and whether or not it's the right move. Because with that being said, the coronavirus is still out there. It is still infecting many, many different people. And right now, as of this morning, 18 states have reported a rise in coronavirus cases. Now, we can debate that headline all day. Is that due to an increased testing situation where we're, you know, getting more tests out there now and we have the ability to test more people? So people who already had it are just confirming things. Or are these legit, like, new cases where somebody has been diagnosed, you know, has been feeling bad these last few days and has been diagnosed with the coronavirus? I mean, there are so many question marks out there, so many unknowns. But what we do know is that the numbers are going up. They aren't flattening like they were for a little bit. So what does this mean for the future of college sports? It was really interesting to turn on the television last night for the evening news and see Michigan State players walking around campus and walking out of coronavirus testing. So I'll get to that. Also, I want to tell you what Roger Goodell, who is the NFL's infamous commissioner, he spoke on Colin Kaepernick, and I'm going to tell you what he had to say concerning the employment status of Cap and a team out there or teams out there taking a shot on him. He was a part of ESPN's The Return of Sports special, and he elaborated on Colin Kaepernick, his thoughts, and you may be surprised as to what he had to say. And then also, you know, with everything happening in our nation as well, I mean, not just the coronavirus, but, you know, we have covered extensively, and you guys have heard my thoughts these last couple of weeks on George Floyd, on his killing, and the following protest. You know, that killing sparked that flame. And I want to elaborate on how the Big Ten is trying to lead the way and spark change, trying to lead the way and address the inequality that is minorities, that are Black Americans here in these United States of America. And, you know, I've always said, if you want true change, vote. You want to impact your community? The easiest way to do that is by getting up when those polls open and exercising your right to vote. As it pertains to my fellow Black brothers and sisters, I mean, look, generations before us have literally given their lives for the right for us to vote. Exercise that right. So I'll tell you how the Big Ten commissioner, how he has not only put in place the anti-hate, anti-racism coalition, but now he has made the announcement that he is finalizing voting initiative plans. How amazing is that? Kevin Warren, who is the first Black commissioner of a Power Five conference, finally, right, that happened. But Kevin Warren is doing some things that are really special that extend far beyond the basketball court or the football field. All right? So a lot to get to. A very loaded hour of current sports. And as I teased on yesterday's show, we've got a great week in store for you all. I literally just finished talking with Jason Ruff, and I wanted to have him on today, but his schedule didn't allow him to do so. So Jason Ruff, play-by-play voice of the Odessa Jackalopes, he will be joining me on tomorrow's Current Sports. And then on the Thursday edition of the show, I am hoping that I can get on the show Anthony Iani, former Michigan State basketball big man and now renowned motivational speaker. And now he can add a new title to his already stellar resume. He'll be telling you about that new title later on this week on Current Sports. So a fun week ahead, a fun show to come right now. If you would like to be a part of it, pick up that phone and text us at 517-355-WKAR. 517-355-9527. Go to facebook.com/WKAR News and you can weigh in there, comment anywhere on that page, and you can also tweet us. Tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR, or tweet the show at WKAR News. Here are your current sports quick hit headliners for this June 16th. Okay, let's begin here. As I mentioned, Michigan State athletes have returned to campus undergoing coronavirus testing to ensure health and safety during workouts. Now, the Spartans welcomed their football, men's and women's basketball teams, and volleyball teams back to campus. And it was really interesting watching the local news last night. Shout out to Audrey Dahlgren of WLNS-TV6, my friend and colleague in this business for a long, long time. Audrey and I actually went to college together. She is now the sports director at TV6, and you know, she had footage last night of players walking around on campus and walking to and from coronavirus testing. So an athletic department spokesman told the Detroit Free Press that it will not require any members of the three teams who arrived on campus on Sunday night to sign waivers like Ohio State made its athletes sign upon their return to campus. I'm not sure if you saw that, but Ohio State players had to sign a waiver saying that they agreed to the terms of the university, wearing a mask and practicing all of the necessary precautions that you need to practice in order to try and stay safe from the coronavirus pandemic. So next up now for Michigan State athletes is a week of self-isolation for the athletes who were tested. A second test will be administered on Monday for those who do test negative. If that comes back negative, they can begin voluntary workouts. So ideally, there is two rounds. There are two rounds of coronavirus testing that will take place with Michigan State athletes who have returned to campus. And if you pass both, if you check both of those, then you can begin voluntary workouts. And anyone whose results from the first test are positive will be quarantined for 10 days. And I imagine that, you know, if you test positive on the second and pass the first, so after that second test, you will probably have to be quarantined for 10 days. Now, freshmen and other newcomers on the football team, along with men's and women's basketball and volleyball teams, are allowed to arrive June 28th with COVID-19 tests taking place on June 29th. Hockey players can arrive on campus starting July 6th. Additional sports teams will return at a later date. All right, the University of Michigan is allowing players from three teams, football, men's basketball, and women's basketball, to return to campus this week to participate in voluntary workouts as well. The athletic department made that announcement last night. Student athletes have not been allowed to use school facilities since March. That's when the pandemic shut down universities and sports programs across the nation. For Wolverines, student athletes to begin training, they'll have to work through a 14-day pre-workout risk assessment and 6-day, quote-unquote, resocialization period. Players will complete daily risk assessments as well as temperature checks. Now, once football, men's basketball, and women's basketball players successfully return, Michigan will allow the remaining fall sports teams to come back, those being men's and women's cross country, field hockey, men's and women's golf, men's and women's soccer, men's and women's tennis, and volleyball. So Michigan trying to also just test the waters and see how they can handle voluntary workouts with its student athletes. All right, I want to give a big shout out, as I mentioned at the top of the hour, and I'll have more thoughts on this on the back end of the show. But the Big Ten's first black commissioner of a Power Five conference, the first black commissioner of a Power Five conference, the Big Ten's own, Kevin Warren, he has really been doing an outstanding job and really been putting into place some initiatives to try and educate, inform, and enlighten. Now, the Big Ten has created a voter registration initiative to go along with its anti-hate and anti-racism coalition, hoping its 14 schools and thousands of student athletes can leverage their platform to spur some social change. Now, Warren said the announcement Monday of the voting initiative finalizes plans that have been in the works since February. So this isn't like Kevin Warren was sitting back watching what is happening when it comes to the Black Lives Matter movement and the killing of George Floyd and just everything that's happened these last 2 weeks and said, you know what, I need to put this voter registration initiative in place. It's already been in place. He was ahead of the game in that way. Warren says he hopes the nonpartisan program will encourage student athletes to become part of the electoral process. It will include participants from each Big Ten school with monthly programming beginning in July and ending with the general election in November. Last week, Warren said he was motivated to launch the anti-hate and anti-racism coalition by the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. So the anti-hate, anti-racism coalition that was formed after he saw what was taking place in our nation and the unrest due to the killing of George Floyd, but the voter registration initiative that had already been in the works. But still, unbelievable job from Kevin Warren. This is what you do as a leader in a forum such as Big Time Athletics. I love it. And Warren, you know, us in the black community, we feel like if you are African American, you have a greater responsibility to make sure that you use that big platform that you have to educate, inform, enlighten, and bottom line, look after your people. And Kevin Warren is doing that. All right, Major League Baseball commish Rob Manfred. He told ESPN on Monday that he is, quote, not confident that there will be a 2020 baseball season and that, quote, as long as there's no dialogue with the MLB Players Association, the real risk is going to continue, end quote. Wow. In a conversation with Mike Greenberg for, again, that ESPN special, The Return of Sports, Manfred walked back comments made to ESPN last week when he said, quote, unequivocally, we are going to play Major League Baseball this year, and pegged the likelihood at 100%. So again, he said that when asked if there is certain, if he is certain, that there will be a season, quote, I'm not confident. I think there's real risk. As long as there's no dialogue, that real risk is going to continue. Now, the chance that there will be no season increased on Monday with those statements. And, you know, Rob Manfred told the Players Association that it will not proceed with a schedule unless the union waives its right to claim that management violated a March agreement between the feuding sides. That's what a source told ESPN, confirming a report by the LA Times. So much drama in Major League Baseball right now. There's so much gray area that's taking place, or not taking place, I should say. So much conversation that seems to not be taking place. Nobody's on the same page. Communication is horrible between Major League Baseball and, you know, the Players Association. It doesn't look good. It doesn't look good. And that is so unfortunate because I know so many sports fans out there that were looking forward to baseball returning and seeing some kind of live sports on our TVs. But that's we're a long way from seeing that, I believe. All right. An unnamed developmental talent at World Wrestling Entertainment's Training Center, otherwise known as the WWE, has tested positive for COVID-19. The WWE made that announcement, leading to a temporary pause in television production for a company that has continued taping events during the coronavirus pandemic. The developmental talent last appeared at the company's Performance Center in Orlando, Florida on June 9th, and no other individuals have reported symptoms, said Jeffrey Duggas. Who is the WWE's associate medical director. As a result, the WWE said it will test all employees who have appeared at the center, temporarily putting a halt to all TV production. Developmental talents have often been used as audience members during these taped events. So there you have it with the WWE, you know, an unnamed developmental talent. I'm not sure what that means. I don't think that means one of its wrestlers. Maybe that's somebody who works with the wrestlers who writes some of the scripts. I have no idea. But somebody has tested in the WWE positive. And this is the thing that you fear, right? With everything slowly reopening, with sports leagues opening up when it comes to workouts, just one positive test can send a ripple effect across the league, quite frankly. And that's the thing you worry about with sports reopening. You know, you get all amped up. Yay, sports are returning. Yay, my team is about to be back on the field. And then what happens? A positive test happens, and it can send a shockwave and a big blow to the sporting world. So in that same conversation, my beloved Dallas Cowboys, folks, Texas has forged ahead with really an aggressive reopening plan. And the number of coronavirus hospitalizations are on the rise. And as the NFL tiptoes through a virtual offseason plan, cases are sure to come up, really. Among those to recently test positive for COVID-19, Dallas Cowboys star Ezekiel Elliott, my running back, he has tested positive. And after an NFL Network report on Monday that several members of the Cowboys and Houston Texans have contracted the virus, Elliott's agent has confirmed that the running back was among them, and he is reportedly asymptomatic and doing fine. But again, this is what you worry about. If one positive test happens, it can send a ripple effect. In sports, you are playing in close contact with other athletes. Just worries me, man. Also, Denver Nuggets coach of the NBA, Michael Malone. He had the coronavirus in March, but wasn't informed of it until months later. CBS Denver 4 spoke to Coach Malone in an interview yesterday. Malone said, quote, "I'd say around March 20th, I started not feeling well and we began reaching out to team doctors to see if I could get a test. Unfortunately, at that time, there was no testing available. So I only found out after the fact. I was able to get an antibody test probably around Memorial Day weekend. And not surprisingly, our team doctor called up and said, listen, you tested positive. I like to say that I got coronavirus and I kicked its butt. I was able to survive. Thank goodness." So, and that's the problem that we had in our nation, right? The availability of tests when this thing first happened. And first began to spread, we were totally not prepared for this at all. And, you know, it took Michael Malone. And again, if it took him that long, I'm pretty sure there were many Americans that were sitting around waiting for a test who were feeling like crap. So, yeah, man. All right. And last but certainly not least, and I'll have further thoughts on this headline in just a moment. But NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell said that he supports and encourages teams to sign quarterback Colin Kaepernick. Kaepernick is now 32 years of age and has not played since the 2016 season when, as a member of the San Francisco 49ers, he kneeled during the national anthem as a way to peacefully protest racial inequality in our nation. In a conversation with Mike Greenberg of that ESPN, The Return of Sports special, Goodell said it would be up to a team to sign Cap and said he welcomes Kaepernick's voice on discussions of social issues. Goodell went on to say, quote, "Well, listen, if he wants to resume his career in the National Football League, then obviously it's going to take a team to make that decision. But I welcome that. Support a club making that decision and encourage them to do that," end quote. Wow. All right. I feel the hope that's inside of me is growing a bit that Colin Kaepernick will soon be employed in the National Football League. I don't want to hold my breath, though. I don't. All right, folks, that will do it for your current sports quick hit headliners for this Tuesday. Again, if you would like to weigh in and be a part of the hour, 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. You can text us at that number. Text. Also, weigh in at facebook.com/WKAR News. Leave a comment anywhere on that page. And you can tweet us. Tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR. Tweet the show at WKAR News. When we come back, not only will I comment further on Roger Goodell's comments concerning Colin Kaepernick, but also Michigan State and Michigan players returning to campus. Is it too soon? We'll be right back. All right, welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. You know, quite the time we're living in. Sports fans are restless. We have been restless for a long, long time now. Michigan State fans, you guys are so ready for sports to return. You know, the back end of the Michigan State men's basketball season, it was tough because we didn't get a chance to see a team that was clicking on all cylinders in Tom Izzo's MSU men's basketball squad. We didn't get a chance to see what they could have done come March Madness, come the NCAA tournament. That was stolen from us, and we had to really, looking back, it was an awkward goodbye, right? When it came to saluting one of the greatest Michigan State basketball players of all time in Cassius Winston. Which really, really hurt. But hey, that's what happened. And it happened because of the pandemic that is, not was, despite what many people may think, that is the coronavirus. And we have all been trying to stay socially distant, which can be tough at times. You know, especially us here in Michigan, look, we don't get beautiful weather like what we are experiencing right now 12 months out the year. No, we get a good 3-4 months of beautiful weather. And after that, you're rocking a jacket, a hoodie, a scully, you know, and we're all sitting back. You know, this is the time where we take some time off and vacation and see our family members and barbecues and cookouts and all that kind of thing, you know. And when you walk out the door and it's so beautiful, you're like, man, I feel like I just want to do something. That's what beautiful days do. And states are reopening and people want to get back to normal so quick. But the coronavirus is still out there. People are still getting infected. And as I mentioned, as of this morning, 18 states have reported a rise in coronavirus cases. So, college sports, you know, I have said numerous times here on WKAR's Current Sports that I don't see how you can have a college football season this upcoming fall. You have some experts out there who are predicting a second wave. There are some who say that, you know, it's not a guarantee, but it's possible if we don't handle business right now. So, and I just think that you just have so many unknowns. Some states have fewer numbers than other states. Some states have opened up a lot more than other states. So when you don't have uniformity across the board as it pertains to athletes, coaches, and schedules, and so on and so forth, because different states are operating differently based on their circumstances in relation to the pandemic, how can you create an even playing field? How can you set hardcore dates that will fairly allow athletes across the board to have the same amount of training time, the same amount of practice time, and within those workouts, contact that allows them to legitimately prepare for the competition ahead? Too many unknowns, too many question marks. You know, I don't know, maybe college football does something like, okay, Big Ten schools that are located in certain states that have opened up and the numbers aren't too crazy and, you know, the athletes are healthy, those schools will play each other while other Big Ten schools may have to, you know, sit out. But what kind of year would that be? If you got certain colleges sitting out, I just wouldn't feel, it wouldn't feel right. Especially when you talk about scholarship athletes who are not earning a dime, you know, having them go out there and play. There's just so many layers to this thing. But I can't lie. When I saw athletes on Michigan State's campus, like Foster Lawyer and Joey Hauser, we saw Joshua Langford. When I saw that on my television last night, I couldn't help but crack a smile. Because it was some kind of weird normalcy. Athletes back on Michigan State's campus. Yeah, granted, they were back on campus getting the coronavirus COVID-19 test. But it symbolized some kind of back to our regularly scheduled programming. I don't know. It just was a weird feeling for me that made me just crack a smile in a good way. So, you know, it's interesting. You know, it's really interesting when you look at this. You know, if you are a student athlete, there's another layer to it. I mean, if you're a student athlete who came to a big time university like Michigan State to play, you're on scholarship. I mean, what does this do for your future? Players who have big dreams of playing their respective sports professionally, what does this do? You know, this is a period where you got to have a lot of self-discipline. You know, it really is going to separate the men from the boys in terms of, despite the pandemic and despite somebody telling you, you have to be here, you got to knock out this, this, and this workout, it's all on you. You have to hold yourself accountable. This really separates those who kind of want to be great, but want to take the easy route to doing it, and those who really want to be great, those who are driven and dedicated, those who look at this as an opportunity, not a setback, an opportunity to really separate themselves from the rest of the pack, because most of the pack are not dedicating themselves to hardcore workouts every single day and trying to get better every single day. Only the exception will do that. But when you have it in your mind, it's a catch-22 because, yeah, you're trying to get better every day, even for that athlete who has that mindset. You're getting better every day, but you don't know what the future has in store for you. So much to think about, so much to digest. Now, looking at things, this is how Michigan State is playing it. Michigan State players underwent coronavirus swab testing to begin expanding their workouts to include other teammates. So if you are going to be working out with your teammates have to undergo the coronavirus test. You take it twice. You take it, you wait 10 days, you take it a second time, and then if you are all clear both times, you're good. You can work out. And this was really interesting. You know, Michigan State is not having any members of the teams that I mentioned who are returning to campus. You know, those sports being, you know, football, men's and women's basketball, and volleyball. They're not having their players sign waivers upon, you know, a return to campus. I don't know. Ohio State did this, and this is why I'm bringing it up. Ohio State had its players sign a waiver that was basically an acknowledgement of risk due to COVID-19. And, you know, they call it a Buckeye Pledge. And the pledge commits players to following the school's health guidelines. That's including participation in contact tracing efforts and reporting of exposure, acknowledges the risk of contracting COVID-19, even while following those protocols. At Ohio State, those protocols include, quote, submitting to coronavirus testing, reporting exposure to COVID-19, disclosing symptoms of the virus, including a fever of 100.4 degrees Fahrenheit or higher, and remaining home if they feel sick. So the Buckeyes are, you know, not the only program, school, or business using these kind of waivers as they reopen operation. But the Dispatch reporting shows that one of the sport's top programs has in place for its players to allow for college football to get going in time for the scheduled start of the season. At Ohio State, all players were tested upon returning to the facility last week. And any players who tested positive began a 14-day isolation and monitoring protocol. And the school has not released any specifics from that round of testing because of privacy concerns. So I don't know, you know, should these waivers be standard? Because look, you know, there are varying opinions when it comes to people who are looking at the coronavirus and evaluating the numbers and evaluating who gets sick and who doesn't, who's asymptomatic and who isn't, that kind of thing. And there are some people who believe that they aren't going to get sick. This thing is being totally overblown despite the fact that so many lives have been lost. There are some people who feel that way, that, yeah, this thing is overblown. I'm fine. Let me get back to normal. On the flip side, you've got those who are taking every precaution necessary, especially those who have underlying health conditions and saying this thing is serious. So when you have these varying opinions, People may operate, especially young men in college, young men who play college sports, who feel invincible. There are some, I'm sure, that are looking at this and saying, I'm good. And when you have the I'm good mentality, you could be putting other athletes, coaches, staff at risk. So should this be standard? Should Michigan State put that in place? I wouldn't be against it. You sign that waiver and it basically is taking off some of the liability from Michigan State or that university, whatever university we're talking about. I would not be against it. But everybody's got to be on the same page here. You know? And yeah, it's great to see student athletes back on campus, but we still got some ways to go. And as I mentioned, you know, a story like that of the Dallas Cowboys and the Houston Texans, if it's just one player tests positive, how about the unnamed quote unquote developmental talent at the WWE? If just one person tests positive, it could shut down the entire thing. And that's what's so unnerving. That's why I'm so cautious when discussing the return of sports. All it takes is one. One bad apple can spoil the whole bunch. That saying hasn't been more truer than now. So your thoughts on Michigan State athletes returning to campus, do you think it's too soon? For me, I don't know. Would I, if I was in charge, say, hey, return to campus? Because, you know, college athletics and big-time universities are also looking at this thing and saying, look, man, if we don't have college sports this upcoming year, we could lose out on a ton of money. Let's at least give it a shot. Yeah? Huh? That's the other thought process. But for me, strictly speaking from a health and safety standpoint, speaking strictly, and I think about this so much. You know, I'm asthmatic. And, actually, my girlfriend and I, we got into it over the weekend, just a little bit, just a little disagreement. Because, you know, her grandmother had turned 100, and we had made the drive down to Detroit, you know, to do that. I don't know if you guys have seen this on social media, but it's like a drive-through happy birthday kind of thing where you drive through in your car. You know, whoever's celebrating the birthday is at home on the porch, socially distancing themselves from the crowd. But you drive up in your car and you just yell, happy birthday, honk your horn, play some music, happy birthday. Hey! And her grandmother, wow, 100 years old, 100 years old. And, you know, we had talked and I said, oh, that's great. Of course I'll go. So we drove down there. And we go through, you go through two times, you know, you drive, hey, happy birthday, drive around the block, follow a huge line. It was a huge line. And, hey, happy birthday again, hey. And then, you know, some people were getting out the car and they were just gathering, practicing social distancing, but gathering in front of the house. And they had, you know, water and food and whatnot and, you know, say hi to the family. And we kind of got into it a little bit. Because I'm like, well, hey, you know, I'm asthmatic and I'm still not comfortable in big settings. You know, I there's a part of me that gets a little nervous anytime I have to go to the grocery store now. So she's like, well, it's my family. My grandmother's 100. And I'm like, yeah, I know. But, you know, coronavirus is still out there, you know, and we just, you know, it's a catch-22 and people are having to make decisions like that on the daily. And it's tough. This is uncharted territory. We've never gone through something like this. But it just makes me nervous. When I think about sitting in a press box to cover a game, that kind of stuff makes me nervous right now. And there's a big part of me that says, yeah, this is, you know, cool. You know, we're starting to try and get back to normal, but is it too soon? I don't know, man. Those are conversations that are happening in your household, my household, in so many different places, man. All right, let's hit our final break. When we come back, I'm going to give you my thoughts on Roger Goodell as he spoke on Colin Kaepernick being employed in the National Football League. And also, I want to further give mad props to Kevin Warren and the job that he is already doing as the Big Ten commissioner. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. Roger Goodell, the infamous NFL commissioner that he is. Well, check it. Roger Goodell says that he supports and encourages a team out there to sign Colin Kaepernick. How about that? You know, I was very shocked and surprised. First off, I didn't know that ESPN, the Return of Sports special, was taking place. I'm going to have to go back and look at it. But, you know, because you had some very big names on there that again, included Roger Goodell. You had, you know, as I mentioned in the headliners, Rob Manfred, who's the commissioner of the Major League, of Major League Baseball. And we all know the drama that's happening with baseball right now. But I think that when you look at the protests that have been happening now for going on 3 weeks as a result of the killing of George Floyd, it has opened the eyes of so many, and I am so glad about it. So many people who didn't understand the Black Lives Matter mantra and movement, so many people who didn't fully grasp racism in America, so many people who viewed Colin Kaepernick as dead wrong. What are you doing disrespecting the flag and our country? So many are now reevaluating those stances and saying, huh, maybe I was wrong. And I love it. It's happening in college sports as well. College athletes out there are challenging their coaches and the upper echelons of their universities and saying, look, us Black athletes, we bring in so much money for your university. You're going to listen to us. You're going to listen to what we have to say. And I want to expound upon one specific example in college sports that really got me pumping my fist. And now, Roger Goodell, speaking to ESPN yesterday, saying that he encourages a team out there to sign Colin Kaepernick. This is what we've been waiting on, because we all know when it comes to the NFL and race relations and the NFL stance on race relations, it won't mean anything. I made this point last week. It won't mean a thing if Colin Kaepernick is not employed. Your statements on race in America and how you stand with players and blah, 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 it won't mean a thing. It will be met with deaf ears if Colin Kaepernick is not back in the NFL, if Colin Kaepernick isn't given another shot. And Goodell speaking up on race relations in America, I brought that story to you last week. This is what he said of why the NFL chose to speak up. Quote, what they were talking about and what they were protesting and what they were trying to bring attention to was playing out right in front of us, and tragically. And so all of us saw that, and it was difficult for all of us. And so that was an important point for us. Roger Goodell is finally saying the right things. And Cap, I do believe, is going to get a shot. When you have the NFL commish coming out and saying this, I think now other owners who are buddy-buddy with Goodell are going to say, all right, now is the time. And because I believe what I've been seeing in the conversations I've been having, the stance on kneeling during the national anthem is becoming more understandable for a lot of people out there who were previously ignorant, in my opinion. I think there's going to be an owner out there who's willing to give it a shot, give Colin Kaepernick a shot. I hope that I'm not eating these words in the coming weeks. Also, big shout out to Lamar Jackson. He is your cover athlete, as we all knew. It got leaked, was it like 2 months ago, something like that? But Lamar Jackson is the cover athlete of the Madden video game, the most popular sports video game out there. One of, if not my favorite video game out there. And the trailer was released today. The drop date is going to be late August, August 25th, I believe. So I'm excited about that. And again, I want to give further praise to Kevin Warren, the first Black commissioner of a Power 5 conference, which it shouldn't have taken this long to happen, but I'm glad it did. We are all glad it did. Kevin Warren and him pushing initiatives to increase race relations, to help race relations here in America, to go along with his anti-hate and anti-racism coalition, establishing a voting initiative now as well. That's what a leader does. This is how you lead. This is how you take a stand, inform, and be a voice of change. Salute to you, Kevin Warren. All right, folks, that will do it for this Tuesday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. We'll see you on Hump Day with Jason Ruff. Take care. Be smart, be safe, and be easy, people.